Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 1. This letter is from Paul and Timothy, slaves of Christ Jesus. I'm writing to all of God's holy people in Philippi who belong to Christ Jesus, including the church leaders and deacons. The Apostle Paul is absolutely clear that it's not what you know, but who you know that really matters in life. And so he begins this warm and encouraging letter by focusing on Jesus. It was Paul's relationship with the Lord that compelled him to write this letter, and he identifies the fact that as a community, they belong to Jesus. So far as Paul is concerned, everything turns on knowing the Lord Jesus Christ personally. Paul describes his own relationship with Jesus as being that of a slave. Philippi was a busy Roman colony, and there would have been a huge number of slaves, probably about 20% of the population. Everyone would have understood what Paul was saying. Slaves were owned by their masters. They controlled their lives to the extent that they didn't even possess their own bodies. They had no ancestors, no name, and could have no possessions. On the face of it, this all sounds pretty grim. But Paul's discovery was that to be a slave of the best master of all, the Lord Jesus Christ, was the most joyful and liberated way of life. He was delighted to be entirely controlled by Christ and his agenda. Paul first visited Philippi on his second missionary journey. There he met Lydia, who became the first Christian convert in Europe. Lydia opened her home to Paul, and that's where the first church in the city was established. He describes the Christian community as being God's holy people who belong to Christ Jesus. In effect, he was affirming the fact that they were also the slaves of Christ. They had deliberately chosen to commit themselves to the Lord and to be a holy people. Every day, we're all under pressure from many directions, just like the Philippians. And the same is true for us as it was for them. It's not what you know, but who you know that counts. Knowing Jesus as our Saviour and Lord is everything. So let me ask you this. Have you chosen to commit yourself to Christ, to be holy as He is holy? Now let's pray together. Loving God, thank you for the freedom and joy that you give to those who commit themselves to you as Lord. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today, and I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.